Welcome to Laura Wacker Live for August 14th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the local news so you don't have to. Great day. Rainy day. I feel like this is partially my fault because I've been on this podcast and also on our show on WGN talking about how lucky we've been for the last month because it's been good weather since that heat wave came through. The last 2 days is just, I don't know. But I guess it's normal. It's normal. A couple of rain showers here and there. Who cares, right? Who cares? So what? Who cares? We've got a show tonight if you're not doing anything. 7 to 10, extension 720 on 720 WGN. It's going to be fun. Matt Muse, local hip-hop performer. And we're also going to talk about how this city is killing us. Tell me about it. You know what's killing me? The fact that I continue to get in the same argument with my wife about the right-of-way. And this is something that continues to be, I feel like everyone is telling me to shut up and I won't shut up. There is, once again, and I forgot what street it's on. It's coming up. At any rate, construction in my neighborhood, the West Loop, especially around the Fulton area, they'll create a construction project because they want to triple the size of a building. They want to go 40 stories when the one that was there was one. And so what they need is they need to set the boundary for their construction project, which is going to bring semis and all that garbage that you need for a 40-story building. And so they take half of the street. Half of Morgan gets taken out. So now a guy stands out there slow and stop for me to go back and forth. But not because it's a great institution, a new library or school that's much necessarily, you know, as much needed. No, it's for some a-hole to make more money because he put 40 stories on a building instead of the five. And so I have to be inconvenienced? I don't understand. I do this every single morning. I talk about this. I'm driving to work, and my wife is just like, I'm so done with your... What are you going to... She goes, what are you going to do about it? Stop complaining. What are you going to do about it? What do you mean? What is it on me for? I'm the whistleblower in this case. Why am I the one who's... That's garbage, right? That's not... No. There's nothing I can do. What it should be is put some pressure on City Hall and put some pressure on the construction companies to be like, you want to build 40 stories high? You better figure out how to chopper or drone that stuff in because you cannot take half of the street and have a guy out there with a slow stop sign for people who are paying taxes to drive on that street. Done. And I will put my money, my hard-earned money and my hard-earned opinion behind any candidate that says that's what they stand for in the next election. Construction projects have gotten too big, and I'm going to do something about it. And I'll be like, here you go. I mean, the campaign spending says I can only give you $50, but here's $50. All right, let's get to the headlines. How about this? Dorothy Brown is out. She will not run for re-election as Cook County Clerk. In honor of this monumental news, I wore jeans to work today. You know what? If you don't get that joke, that's on you, right? It's on you. The State Fair kicks off. Today is Governor's Day in Springfield, where Democrats come together and give speeches to each other and then weigh cows. I don't know what happens next. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was down there. She was the keynote. Why? I don't know. Tomorrow is Republicans' Day. All the bigwigs were representing today, though. Senator Durbin was down there. Mayor Lightfoot. I said Mayor Lightfoot. Hello? Mayor Lightfoot? Oh, I see. She's not there. She gave her speech on video. What do you mean he gave your speech on video? Who does that? You're from Chicago. It's a three-hour drive. Is this a Migs Field thing? Because you can't get your private jet down there? I don't understand. Anyway, you got time for DNC dinners in New York and Colbert, but you ain't got time for Springfield and the cows? I don't like it. I don't like it. Noted. CTA crime is up 60% from June to July. Did you read this? 60%. You know what I think it is? The dogs. Right? Remember that? They stopped with the dog patrols. Well, once the criminals realized that the dog wouldn't bite their crotch, they stole a purse. What they do? They start stealing purses. I'm just saying. If I'm a criminal and I'm like, I don't know, man, do I want to get on the red line and have a dog just bite my crotch? Or, and then you get on there and you're like, oh, there's no dog? Oh, man, I'm stealing everybody's watch, everybody's iPhone. I'm taking it. A new study says there were 36 times where people committed violence in the name of President Trump. How about that? This compared to zero times when people were violent in the name of former President Barack Obama. When asked for comment, Trump was like, 36 to nothing, that's a blowout. That was my Seth Meyers joke. I feel like that was like a late night talk show joke, right? Kind of set it up that when asked for comment, he said, 36 nothing, that's a blowout. And everyone laughs and goes, now it's time for a closer look. Something like that. Also, Trump continues to take credit for passing Veterans Choice when it comes to health coverage. Only problem, Obama was the one who passed it back in 2014. So what? Are you saying Trump's lying? That can't be. No. He seems to lie more than XRT plays the new Cage the Elephant single. Or at least I think it's the Cage the Elephant single. It all sounds the same to me after a while. Anything that's not Counting Crows sounds like Cage the Elephant right now. It's just a whiny, maybe Nashville, maybe Brooklyn singer. That's what I get from the music that's coming out right now. Also, immigration tweets. I like this one. And the tweet of today is from Kings Rush. I don't know who that is. I think he's from Arizona. He just said, if illegals are lazy freeloaders just leeching off the system, why does ICE always raid workplaces? It's a great point, right? Couldn't say it better myself. Kings Rush. Nice job. I'll retweet that. Nah. I like it. Nah, I'll just read it. In sports, boy, oh boy, the Cubs' road woes continue. Great start from Jose Quintana last night, but nothing to show for it as the Cubs' bats went cold in Philadelphia, losing 4-2. And just like that, what was it, a 3.5-game lead going into last weekend? Now it's a 1-game lead over the Cardinals, who won again last night. The Cubs can't win on the road, and right now that's bad news for any sort of playoff berth, because even if they win a division, they're going to be the number 3 seed, and that means they'll be playing on the road in the playoffs. Right? Not good. Again, if there's even a playoff berth at this point. I like this Cubs team, but they are an enigma. I don't understand. At least they're interesting, but they're frustratingly interesting. I don't get it. Yeah. The White Sox, as of this recording, blew the lead, and the game was tied in the eighth, but came back on James McCann's grand slam in the bottom of the eighth inning to take a 4-run lead into the ninth. That's a win, or hopefully you're yelling at this podcast right now saying, no, you dope. Springer, Bregman, Correa, Alvarez, Altuve, they all hit ninth inning home runs and they lost, humiliating us. That could happen too, right? It is the White Sox. Where are we here? Either way, look at that. They took the Astros, the Houston Astros, to the brink. They got a chance right here, and I think it's going to go final to take 2 of 3 from the Houston Astros. That's good. Maybe that's a mark of, I don't know what's that a mark of, what kind of team that is, but it seems like the White Sox play up to their competition. They'll let the Royals come in and sweep 4, but they'll take 2 of 3 from the Astros. But you can't get any better. I mean, for a team that's now 12 games under 500, with the win today, they'd be 11 under. Anyway, huge game for Eloy today. When he's hot, man. Whew. Also, I think there were 30-plus hits in this game, but my Astro, Yordan Alvarez, 0 for 4. Come on, dude. The Sox got to turn this around, though, right? They have 40-odd games left in the season. They could go on a run and prove that this team is on the way up, or they could continue their slide and lose 90 games again to prove nothing. I know nobody cares because technically the Sox are out of it, but this next month and a half is crucial for the rebuild. I'd like to see a storyline where the Sox get hot, they stay hot, they take it into the offseason for next year. That's when they get new free agents, Kopech back, Luis Robert comes up. The Sox got another great start from Ivan Nova last night, by the way. He turned in a nice second half as well. So the starters, all 3 or 4 of them, I don't even know, 2 starters, have done their job. The bullpen and the bats, not so much. Until today, they had some like 17 hits. Sox head to California to play the Disney Angels coming up here. And Stoney won't be out there, so guest color commentary from Bill Walton and Michael Schur. Michael Schur from The Office? So is he a baseball guy? Is that his thing? He's really into baseball? He's going to do color commentary? Wow. All right. I'm in. I'll wait for the highlights. I'm not going to watch the game, but I'll wait for the highlights. Tiger Woods coming to town for the BMW Championship this weekend. There was a question whether or not he'd play, but he's going to play. Do you say play when it comes to golf, or do you say he's going to golf? Golf's not my thing. I try and try and try, but it's just not my thing, right? I guess it's fun to have Tiger Woods in town, but I don't know. I like golf enough, right, I guess. But I'm not sure that's that big of a deal to have golf in Chicago this weekend. I mean, it should be all the time. I know weather is a problem, but this is a major city. For some reason, we act like it's such an amazing feat to have a tournament here. Whenever the tournament comes to town, there's like 19 days of pre, like, this is a huge deal. Golf is coming to Chicago. Well, it's already been in whatever. Anyway, we have as many rich white dudes as everywhere else. Maybe even more. Bears coach Matt Nagy said that Trubisky is way past last year when it comes to reading defenses. Okay, so this means more interceptions or more scrambling. I don't know. Or maybe more wide receiver screens. I'd be okay if they got rid of that play. Bears, only because that reminds us all of John Shoup. you know, throwing it to Marty Booker, and you're like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Marty Booker's screens anymore. The Bears have hinted that Mitch won't play any preseason games, which is awesome. Also, do you see that Javion Clowney is holding out in Houston? He hasn't reported yet. Very Khalil Mack from last year. It was right around this time, maybe the week later, that we got Khalil Mack. Could you imagine Ryan Pace could pull off another trade to bring Clowney here? Woo! Bye, Leonard Floyd. I say do it. Do it! All right, that's it. That's it for Lower Wacker Live. We got a show tonight. Beats by Wes Restless. We'll talk tomorrow.